Okay, Brian Unger, you asked for listener picks. You get listener picks. We've been asking you, our listeners, to send in your choices for the best and worst movies of 2007, and boy, did you guys come through.
Oh, I loved it.
It was determined not to resolve any part of the plot.
The dialogue was trite.
Worst movie, not even this year, but of all time.
And I would recommend it, everyone to see it.
Here to help us sort through this highly unscientific poll is Mark Jordan Ligon. He is the man behind Slate's Summary Judgment, and he joins us now. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, and apparently our listeners are quite vocal. We got responses from all over the place.
Yes, right? It was really nice. We heard from cities as diverse as Baltimore, Dallas, San Francisco, Iowa City, to name just a few.
And I understand that there are a couple of flicks here that made it onto both the best and the worst picks.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's always very interesting if a film can do that. A film can make someone say, oh, that was the best of the year, and somebody else saying, oh, if I could get my hands on that filmmaker. And what was great is we had about three movies that made that dubious distinction. American Gangster was one of them, the Quentin Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez double bill of Grindhouse, and the little old independent film Waitress, actually. A sweet little film of Kerry Russell as this struggling waitress working a little diner. Rachel Bowles wrote in from Columbus, Ohio, to say that her and her mom rarely agree on movies, but they both loved Waitress. Not so for Leslie Hayes in Tulsa.
The worst movie of the year was that stupid, ridiculous, redundant movie called Waitress.
stupid and redundant.
Yes.
How did you really feel? Mark, did we have in the midst of all of this a clear winner for the best of list?
Yes, absolutely. Even though the polls have not officially closed in the states of Nebraska and Florida, we are ready to project a winner. From our day-to-day listeners, they have clearly picked 2007. The best movie of the year is Ratatouille.
Great film.
Absolutely. In fact, Bill Stanfill of Willard, Missouri, called Ratatouille full of, quote, great character development, heart, warmth, excitement, humor, Paris, and overcoming a natural distaste for food handling rats. And Vic from Indiana phoned in to say,
just the brilliant animation and the wonderful acting, especially, you know, the performance of Patton Oswalt. This is the whole thing. It brought back the idea of magic in the movies, especially animated movies.
Okay, so let's go to the other end of the spectrum. What about the worst movies? Was there a clear winner there?
There sure was.
I am Beowulf.
Ooh.
Yes, the big-budgeted epic Beowulf was chosen by the listeners, worst film of 2007.
What else was on that list?
Yes, we did have a close runner-up for worst film. It was the Lindsay Lohan train wreck, I Know Who Killed Me. Here's Tony from Hollywood with his thoughts.
Stigmatic twins. Need you say more? Yeah, thank you.
Stigmatic twins. Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark, now every week you come in here and you tell us what other people think about the movies, but I would like to take this year-end opportunity to find out from you personally. We won't go to worst movies, but what was your favorite or a few of your favorites from this year?
You know, just some, I don't get to see everything. I have two small kids, but the four that I really, really enjoyed was The Assassination of Jesse James, The Savages, the South Korean monster movie, The Host, I really enjoyed, and Into the Wild, which I thought just had wonderful, wonderful acting. And the documentaries King of Kong and Crazy Love.
Picks from 2007 from Mark Jordan Ligon, movie buff and writer. Mark, thank you and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And listeners, thank you.
Ratatouille?
You're in Paris now, baby. My town. Hey.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.